On today's show, we've covered a couple of national issues, not least of which, of course, is the upcoming federal election in that earlier discussion with Minister Paul Fletcher. Now on to another big national topic that has raised itself in the last 48 hours or so. It's, again, raising the possibility of Australia becoming a republic. Feels like we haven't heard about that for a little while, so it's great to have that topic back into the national debate. For a bit of an analysis of this latest proposal about how that could work, particularly around the choice of a head of state, I've got Dr. Michael Duffy on the line. Michael is a senior lecturer in business law and taxation at Monash University. Michael, your reaction, first of all, to this proposal put forward by the Australian Republic movement.
Yeah, Gavin, I think it's a good move forward. You know, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but I think it's a move in the right direction. Particularly given that you know, there's this sort of chasm between direct election of a head of state and then this parliamentary election, which was rejected by the voters in 1999. And so it's a matter of trying to work out some sort of a compromise between these two extremes and some sort of a model that you can hopefully have the best of both worlds. So I think it's a move in the right direction. In general terms, yeah.
For listeners who may not have be across the detail of that announcement, just take a step back now. Give us a rundown of exactly what the ARM is proposing here.
Okay, so effectively the proposal is to replace the Queen as Queen of Australia, or the Monarch of Great Britain as Queen, as Monarch of Australia, with a local head of state who would be pretty close to being what the Governor-General is. The Governor-General is sort of acts as the de facto head of state, but the legal head of state is still obviously the monarch of Great Britain. So it's replacing the British monarch with an Australian as head of state who has that role. And the proposal is really about how that head of state is appointed. And the proposal is that there are nominations from the state parliaments, the territory parliaments, and the federal parliament, up to about possibly about 11 nominations of preferred suitable candidates, and then there would be a federal general election or a direct vote by the voters to say which of those people should hold the office of head of state, whether they're called, I'm not sure what they're going to be called, head of state, president, possibly even governor general, that's not really clear, but they would be the head of state, yep.
And interesting here, they're saying that the winner of that ballot would get a five-year term, and they'd be responsible for swearing in a prime minister who had majority support in the House of Reps, or they'd call an election if that support doesn't exist. Do you think this new proposal allays some of the concerns, some of the roadblocks that happened back in 1999?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the main concerns in 1999 was that the voters didn't get a direct say, and so it does deal with that. The voters do have more of a direct say in it, and it does. I think it also improves a little bit. In 1999, they had under the model that the Prime Minister could just sort of dismiss the head of state without cause. Well, now they'd need both the lower and the upper house to agree to dismiss the head of state for cause now. So I think that's an improvement on the 1999 model.
What's your read, Michael, on the mood across the nation for a republic? The ARM, the Australian Republic Movement, have saying that they've got research that found about 92% of Australians, 92% are open to the idea of a republic, with just 8% opposed to any change. Is your sort of feeling, any research that is reflecting that type of swing towards a republic?
Look, I think it's very difficult to say, and look, you know, and obviously it's far from being the most important issue at the moment. There's lots of other issues that are important, but that doesn't mean that it's not an issue and not an issue that we can discuss and look at. I think there's massive support still for Queen Elizabeth, and so I don't think anything will happen during her lifetime, and you know, we hope that will be a long time, but obviously. No one lives forever, so some stage we will have Charles succeeding to the throne and automatically succeeding to the head of state of Australia. That may change things, I don't know. You know, I've got nothing against Prince Charles. I think he's not a bad bloke, but whether he embodies Australia, I guess, is one of the questions for him to be our head of state.
Well, he certainly wouldn't have the support levels that the Queen enjoys, I would imagine. That's for sure. Poor old Prince Charles.
She has exceptionally high levels of support personally, because she's done a very good job, and I don't think anyone denies that.
Are you surprised that the Republic Movement have released this new model at this time? As you said, there's so much happening in the world, you know, so many headlines dominated by so many other topics, of course COVID-19 being chief amongst them. Are you surprised that they would release this now at this time?
Oh, look, I think it's an issue that requires a fair bit of thought and work. And so I don't think that there's anything wrong with starting to think about it now, because I think it'll take a long time for it to actually go from, you know, an idea to a reality. And so I don't think it's unreasonable for work to have commenced on working out, you know, what sort of a model, if we go down this track, what sort of a model we would adopt to replace the current system.
Very interesting. As you said, it's good to, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So it is good to have a discussion. It's good to do an interview about something other than COVID or federal elections, can I say as well. Dr. Michael Duffy from Monash University, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gavin.